Are you struggling, feeling bloated, exhausted, digestively uncomfortable, heartburn all the time, needing to nap every day, struggling to balance your hormones, and at the end of the day, realizing that you really don't feel good? You have very little to give. And when you think about what somebody else does in a day, it feels absolutely overwhelming and exhausting. I have been there, my friend. This is exactly why I now do what I do, because I was so sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, and I didn't even realize how bad it was. I knew that I needed to schedule every day around my daily nap, or I would not be a kind mommy at dinner time, or worse, not have the energy to actually be able to make food and put it in front of my people. But also, I just felt crummy all the time. And so I really want to dive into this. I want to talk about my story in hopes that it helps somebody else who is struggling and stuck in their own journey. If you're new here, I'm Rita Johnson. I am the owner of Divine Mercy Nutritional Care. It's a functional medicine nutrition practice where I deep dive into gut health and hormones and everything in between. So friend, I totally get if this is resonating with you. It is such a heavy, dark place to be. And I just really want to start by talking to that. A lot of times when I have people work with me one-on-one, one of the first things I have them do is to journal. What does it look like on a good day for them? What does it look like on a bad day? And the reason that I have people do this is because we quickly forget, as we start to feel better, how terrible we were feeling, but we also start to see the ways that how sick we were. Sometimes we actually have to convince someone that what they're dealing with is not normal before they're really able to take that step into their own health journey. And this was totally me. I'll never forget, I had a girlfriend over. We had a play date and we both had two very little kids. This is a long time ago now. And we spent most of the day together. Our husbands were at work. And so we just, you know, did lunch together. We're hanging out all afternoon. I was probably on my like fifth cup of coffee, propping myself up energy wise. And she looked at me and said, "Rita, I don't think it's normal for you to feel this tired." And her level of concern, her mother's heart for me was so beautiful, but it shook me. No one had said that to me before. I didn't realize that what I was dealing with was maybe not normal, right? I only had at the time, I had a 2-year-old and an 8-month-old. I didn't have a lot of mom friends. I had a few, but I also didn't have very many other people around me. I didn't live by my parents, by my in-laws. I didn't live by my siblings. No one else was really going through what we were going through at that time, but just having little people, a husband that was working a lot. And when she said that, I just remember really feeling struck, like, huh, what is it then? There's more. I could be feeling better. I didn't even realize I wasn't feeling good. I knew I was exhausted, but I thought that was just having two little kids. And then as I really pursued my health journey at that time, but then later when I really got true healing, I would say that for me, that was a time that things got really bad and then they started coming to the light and I started to move things forward in my health journey, but there wasn't true progress at that time until years later, after I had had my fourth. And again, I just hit this place of kind of feeling like rock bottom. At that time, it wasn't from exhaustion, drinking 5 cups of coffee a day. At that time, I was actually struggling with some really poor skin health issues. And of all things, it showed up on my face. So I definitely was dealing with a resurgence of a candida overgrowth that I had struggled with years before when I only had my two little ones, but now it was showing up on my face. I get this permanent cut on my face right around where my nose and my cheek were meeting, and it was just constantly open. I couldn't get it to heal. I couldn't get anything to really soothe and allow for that cut to close until I took out all sugar, until I really started to deal with the candida overgrowth. I think for a long time I had been living my life and eating in a way that was starving the candida, but it wasn't killing the candida. Add on to that back-to-back pregnancies and nursing, and I had 2 C-sections in there, so I needed antibiotics in labor and delivery. I didn't know that you need to take a probiotic for a long time after stopping an antibiotic, or other ways that I could support my gut health as a result of having been exposed to those antibiotics. And so these things all snowballed where I was. So at this time then, I really started to dive into my own healing journey. And honestly, for me, that was very piecemeal. I had dealt in the past with candida, and I knew that that had helped me, but it hadn't completely made it go away, hence why I was having another flare up. So I jumped around a little bit. I went to a few different functional medicine practices. I went to one that specialized in dermatology, and she was able to give me some topical things that helped. She had some ideas of things that I needed to do to look into. That did help move me forward, but they weren't the long-term walking alongside of me practice that I was really hoping to find. I found an applied kinesiologist who was extremely helpful, but again, not necessarily helping me with every single step of what I knew my body needed. And so I hopped around a lot, and at the end of my journey, I really felt like I wanted to do more. I wanted to be able to offer others that were going through a very similar dark valley an option of someone that they could really walk through their entire journey with, not just jump into, let me go to this medical provider, but really be able to understand what are some of the benefits of testing for certain things or taking particular medications, or what else could we try? What else could we test for? What are things we could do dietarily with lifestyle changes, you know, mindset work, spiritual trauma, things that all play a part in our health journey? What does that look like to incorporate all of those things? But also, and this was the biggest part for me, is that I needed someone to just be able to tell me, do this one thing first, and it's going to be the biggest needle mover for you. I needed someone to help me to parse out my own journey so that I could take it one step at a time. Because when I was exhausted and napping every day and drinking 5 cups of coffee, I couldn't do more than that. I couldn't do more than one single thing. I had very little people. I really wanted to move forward in my health, but I didn't know how. So that's exactly what I do now in my one-on-one practice, is I start with the big picture. What's going on with you? Where is your health at currently? What are some big players? I like to call them big boulders in the way of your optimal health. What are they? Let's identify them and then talk about what you could do tomorrow to start moving those forward so that you start to have more energy. And when you start having more energy, everything else is so much easier. And that's where I am now. Praise the Lord. I am so thankful that I can wake up really early with my kids to have to get them where they need to go. We can do a full homeschool day and then I can dive into work. I don't need to nap anymore. I don't need 5 cups of coffee. And I have the strength and the vigor to be able to exercise on top of it, to be present with my family in the evenings, and to be able to make dinner even with a little baby that is 9 months old. And I am now 40 years old. I am not that 23-year-old mom anymore. And yet, with more kids going on and more on my plate, I can juggle all of these things because I have really been able to learn how to support my body, to support my optimal energy, and to be able to move forward in my own health journey. And that's what I love to do for others as well. So if you want to know what this looks like to work with me one-on-one, I invite you to schedule a free discovery call. I'd love to chat with you about what you're dealing with, what's going on in your health journey, and how that might be something we could work with together to really get you moving forward to optimal health.